Recorded Books presents The Wolfmoor Is Not Haunted by Donna Gephardt and Laurie Haskins-Horan. Illustrated by Josh Cleland. Narrated by Christopher Gebauer. Chapter 1. Greetings. Rufus stared at the book in his paws, the sheepdog's shadow. The cover made his fur stand straight up. Did he dare read page 1? Don't be such a scaredy dog, Rufus told himself. He opened the book slowly. Then, behind him, he heard a noise. Clickety-click, clickety-click. Rufus whirled around. Phew! It was his boss, Ms. Coco. Her tiny toenails tapped the marble floor. Clickety-click, clickety-click. Oh, a Silas Fang book, Ms. Coco said. Getting ready for our special guest?
Sure, Rufus said.
He did not want to admit he was afraid to read Mr. Fang's book. That book is good, Ms. Coco said. But the ghostly golden doodle is even scarier.
Scarier?
Rufus made a tiny toot. He did that sometimes when he was nervous. Everyone who worked at the Wolfmoor loved Silas Fang's books. Everyone but Rufus. He didn't get it. Why did they want to be scared on purpose? Now, Rufus, I know we're all big fans of Mr. Fang, Ms. Coco said. But remember, he's coming here to relax. Please don't ask for his pawtograph.
I won't, Rufus promised. Here, I'll put the book away.
Rufus shoved the book behind the front desk. Good. I'm counting on you to take first-rate care of Mr. Fang, Ms. Coco said. He's a very important pooch.
Yes, ma'am.
Rufus tugged his jacket. He fixed his bow tie. He smoothed his fur.
I'm ready.
Just then, Rufus heard a loud crunch. A black limo pulled up the gravel driveway. Mr. Fang! Rufus rushed outside. Then he stopped. The car looked creepy. The headlights gleamed like spooky yellow eyes.
The front grille had... gulp! Fangs!
Was Silas Fang going to be as scary as his books? Rufus's paws shook, but he opened the car door.
Welcome to the Wolfmoor, Mr. Fang. I'm Rufus.
A fierce-looking German shepherd leaped out. He wore a long, dark cloak.
Greetings, growled Silas Fang.
Even his voice was fearsome, deep and rumbly.
I'm here for anything you need, sir,
Rufus said nervously.
Great, Rufus. I have a few things in mind.
Oh boy, what could Mr. Fang want? Spiders? Black cats? Skeletons?
Unicorns, bubbles, rainbows, said Mr. Fang.
He threw off his cloak. Beneath it, he wore a smiley-faced t-shirt. Rufus tilted his head. He was confused.
I write dark and spooky stories, Rufus. I need a break. This week, I want everything to be bright and cheerful, not scary,
Mr. Fang said.
Got it. Bright and cheerful, Rufus said. Not scary.
He wagged his tail. That sounded positively perfect to him.
Don't worry,
Rufus led Mr. Fang inside the hotel.
The Wolfmoor is always cheerful. Nothing scary happens here. Ever.
Just then, a bulldog in a blue dress stepped up to the front desk.
I'd like to check in, she told Ms. Coco. I heard... Sample complete. Ready to continue?